Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Sean Whaley, the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Dory Guy, James Smack, and Jesse Gutierrez. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great guest as always. Sean Whaley is here, political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You were one of the people, when the whole ownership change came up at the paper, that really, along with others at the paper who I admire greatly, put your neck on the line in terms of telling the story and trying to get the word out about who actually owned the paper. Have things calmed down now that Glenn Cook has been appointed the interim editor?
They have calmed down quite a bit, Sam, and I'm happy to say that, because when I sort of teed off on Twitter about the ownership issue, we didn't know who the owner was, and that was my big concern. That has since obviously been cleared up, thanks in large part to the reporting of staff at the newspaper disclosing that Sheldon Adelson became the owner of the newspaper. Since then, with Glenn Cook coming on board as the editor, I think most everybody has a lot of respect for Glenn, and they consider that to be an excellent choice. He's walking that line between ownership and reporters who have a tendency to want to cover stories and not be told what to do. So I think it's improved dramatically in the last month compared to what I was thinking, 30 days ago.
And I think for Mr. Adelson and his family who now own the paper, if they ever wanted to know what a great paper they had bought, the reportage that you all did in the face of potentially losing your jobs was fantastic and was recognized across the nation. So my congratulations to you and everybody else at the paper who did such a great job.
Thank you.
Now to issues. You have spent the last couple of days covering the PUC and what's going on with NV Energy and net metering. Bring us up to speed on the latest, and I'll interrupt you as we go along with more questions.
Well, I'll tell you, it has been crazy the last few days, because the people who bought systems prior to the new rate taking effect January 1 were very... The rooftop solar folks were very concerned that the new rate was going to undermine the whole the financial viability of their system. So the PUC agreed to take another look at that yesterday. They'll review the grandfathering issue. But the real surprise announcement came just as the PUC voted to do that, the Public Utilities Commission. NV Energy announced that they were going to propose to grandfather in the existing rooftop solar customers so that up to 20 years they will not see a change in the financial arrangement that they entered into when they bought their systems.
And that's huge, because for an awful lot of people, especially people who are not rich, they had bought these systems under the understanding that, yes, they would get rebates from the state, from the federal government on their taxes, and from NV Energy, but that they would actually make money towards being able to pay for these systems over that period of time. And I would guess that 20 years is probably about the lifetime or pretty close to of those rooftop systems. So I know there's a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief. Also, great public relations on the part of NV Energy.
I agree. I think they saw the writing on the wall there that these people, maybe that was disclosed that the rates could change. But people, when they're signing a contract, they don't always remember all those little details. And so they were assuming going forward, as were many state officials. The Bureau of Consumer Protection didn't even argue the grandfathering issue, expecting the PUC to exempt those people from the new rate. And so there was kind of shock when that decision came out December 22 to include them. Not that it was an unusual decision to include everybody in a rate class for obvious purposes of fairness and so on, but still, it was a big surprise, and that NV Energy announcement will probably go a long way to making a lot of people sleep a little better.
And it seems like the head of NV Energy has come out and done things like this in a very smart public relations way, in terms of with the hotel casinos in Las Vegas that wanted to leave NV Energy. They said, you know, we want to do what's best for the customer. We're prepared to work with the customer. And so it seems like, you know, NV Energy is doing a good job on the public relations end of things. You know, the one person I haven't heard from, and maybe you have, is Senator Reid in all of this. He didn't seem to be in the forefront of this fight, and he's been the biggest proponent in the country of solar-powered energy.
He has offered comments throughout the process. I know back in the summer when this was being discussed, he made some comments about supporting rooftop solar and questioning the intent of NV Energy, although he said Warren Buffett is a friend. I respect him. I like him. But I think he's wrong on this one. So.
Well, and he did on Newsmakers. I mean, when we taped back in D.C. in September, he said that NV Energy was operating on a 100-year-old system that goes back to Westinghouse, and that they need to get into the modern era. But I was surprised in the middle of all this that he wasn't there. Now, Dina Titus, for example, was. She jumped in last week.
She did, with a statement. Again, with Senator Reid, who knows if behind the scenes maybe he had some conversations with Warren Buffett and maybe Paul Cottle at NV Energy. I don't know. But knowing Senator Reid at least a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised if he was involved in some sort of way, sort of behind the scenes.
All right. Let's talk about jobs. There already have been hundreds and hundreds of jobs lost in the solar roof industry. These were not bluffs. I mean, they basically shut down the companies in operating in Nevada. What are your thoughts about that? Is there a chance for that business to come back in some form, do you think?
I think there is. It depends on what happens with the petition that was filed by some solar groups yesterday. They filed a referendum petition to take to the voters in November saying we would like to restore net metering to the condition it was in before the legislature acted, which basically resulted in the new rates that we have now that they say are just not viable for their business. So small Nevada companies that have operated in the business have shut down and laid off people. Big companies that are nationwide that sold systems and installed systems have left the state. Several hundred jobs. It's hard to ascertain precisely how many. SolarCity indicated 550 jobs that they lost in Nevada. If the voters, and apparently this is a popular issue with voters, and we'll see what happens, but if they can get it on the ballot and voters approve it, I think the solar industry could come back to Nevada. I'm not sure it will under the current conditions.
And it's interesting because the publicity over, well over a decade now, of Nevada being the ground central for all of renewable energy, and then for this suddenly to happen and this industry to blow up seemed like a real shock. But on the other hand, and to speak in on behalf of the power companies across the nation have looked at this and gone, hey, we're paying for the infrastructure, we're paying for the transmission lines, we're the backup power to all this solar. These solar rooftops are not operating independently for the most part of the power company. Who pays for all of this infrastructure, and is it fair to put it on to all the other ratepayers?
And that's a good question, and there's still debate over whether or not there's a subsidy. The PUC said there is a subsidy of $16 million a year. And just yesterday, the PUC approved some larger solar projects, multiple megawatts, that are going to generate electricity at 4 cents a kilowatt hour. Well, they're paying, under the old net metering rate, they were paying customers as much as 11 cents per kilowatt hour. So you can see there is a differential there.
And that would be the wholesale versus the retail rate.
Well, those new big solar projects will provide electricity to Switch and Apple and Nevada for 4 cents a kilowatt. And the rooftop solar systems, those folks are being reimbursed at over 11 cents, or they were up until the new rate took effect. So the cost of solar is coming down. Rooftop solar may not be as competitive as other types of solar. So I think that factored into the equation, and it has to be taken into consideration.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sean Whaley when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sean Whaley. He's the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, also the Panorama, the energy reporter. There were calls for the governor to fire all the members of the PUC. Your thoughts on that? I don't think that's very likely, do you?
I don't. I think the governor has appointed three people who have done a good job. I know they've been getting a lot of criticism. There's a lot of suggestions that they're not representing the public and the public interest. And I've sat through all these hearings and I've seen all the testimony. And so far, I haven't seen any evidence to support that. I think they're getting a lot of grief for trying to do the right thing. Whether they ultimately made the right decision and whether they'll reconsider that, I don't know. But I think the governor has tried to stay out of it because he appointed three people. It's their job to do this and review it and okay the new rates. And it isn't his position really to get involved. It wouldn't be really appropriate politically for him to do that. But the solar groups certainly don't care for the members of the commission. They think they're in the pocket, so to speak, of NV Energy, and that they're not doing their industry any favors.
All right, let's change topics here. Actually, I've got one more thing on this, and you mentioned it briefly earlier. The new renewable energy projects that are coming online, there's three of them, correct?
There are three that they approved yesterday. Well, actually, I believe there's two solar projects that will serve Apple and Switch, and they will serve them in northern Nevada and southern Nevada, because that new transmission line that connected north and south, that's now going to be connected even further south into the grid around the west. The whole energy area is changing in a good way, that the energy can flow around the western part of the United States. It can be sold and bought at good rates. So it's really kind of a fascinating situation. And so those new plants will come online in southern Nevada, but they'll serve Apple and Switch up here in northern Nevada.
Question for you, and you may or may not have the answer because this is kind of technical, but for example, when we get gasoline sent over from the Bay Area into the Reno area, it all comes in two pipelines. One comes to Reno and one goes to Fallon for jet fuel. So, you know, there is no differentiating between the oil. When power comes down a power line, how do you tell if it's renewable energy or not, or is it just a big pool and you're paying toward having that renewable energy put into the grid?
I'm not really certain about that myself. I mean, you could argue that, especially Switch said we want to be 100% renewable. We've entered into this agreement with NV Energy to do that. The power comes across the grid. I guess they're looking at where their consumption is and how much green energy is being produced that they can account for, and I'm not sure how they exactly figure that out.
I think this is a new story for Sean Whaley. All right, let's change topics. You know, vice presidents go to funerals, right? That's their main job, and I see that Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison is off to open the new Nevada tourism office in India.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Nevada is certainly not sitting around waiting for foreign countries and opportunities to come to them. We're going out and getting them. Governor Sandoval has traveled to
fantastic
many
job.
Places and secured different agreements in Europe and Canada and Israel. He has really traveled extensively. So I guess it was the Lieutenant Governor's turn to go somewhere. India, a lot of people there, an economy that's growing, so who knows what opportunities are there.
And Rossi Rollincotta was on this show a few years ago talking about India and saying that after China, it was the market that Nevada really needed to go after, because with well over a billion people, and there are a lot of people that can afford to travel and come to places in Nevada. And I think one of the stories from the RJ talked about how, you know, there's a huge Indian population in California, and they are ripe for being able to come to Nevada.
Yeah, I think it's potentially a great opportunity. Clearly, Las Vegas has name recognition around the world. People know it. People want to see it. They want to see what that is all about, all that excitement, all that interesting entertainment and food and so on down there. So I think it's a good move. I'm not overly familiar with the culture of India and what sort of things people would be interested in seeing or doing or buying, but what an opportunity.
Yes, indeed. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you. Great reporting on this PUC NV Energy story.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
There are two Democratic visions for regulating Wall Street. One says it's okay to take millions from big banks and then tell them what to do. My plan, break up the big banks, close the tax loopholes, and make them pay their fair share. Then we can expand health care to all and provide universal college education. Will they like me? No. Will they begin to play by the rules if I'm president? You better believe it. I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
Jam Pro Music Factory is Northern Nevada's family music center. We offer the area's largest selection of instruments, gear, and accessories from the brands you know and trust. Gibson, ESP, Conn-Selmer, Yamaha, Marshall, Korg, Pearl, and so much more. Attention parents, Jam Pro Music Factory offers quality rental instruments at great prices, along with everything your child will need for their school music program. From instruments, gear, and accessories to rentals, service, and repairs, Jam Pro Music Factory is here. Visit jampromusicfactory.com for more information today.
Initially, we had no idea that the carpet tender did this kind of work. Leather refinishing, carpet tending, your name isn't really descriptive of that. We talked to you, we met with you, and decided to have you do the refinishing work, and we are impressed. This is beautiful. This is Italian leather. We paid a lot of money for it, and the work is awesome. I'd feel comfortable recommending you to any of my friends.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jesse Gutierrez is here, former executive director for Nevada Hispanic Services. James Smack is the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. And Dory Guy is with Emerge Nevada. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
And so, as we are taping this morning, we know that Donald Trump has said that he is not going to go into the Republican debate on Fox because of his feud with Megyn Kelly. And it seems to me that this is almost like the Ross Perot moment, when Ross Perot, who was doing so well, suddenly went crazy and was talking about the FBI trying to invade his daughter's wedding and left the race. Does this make any sense that if, you know, that every other candidate, every other third party, every middle-of-the-road Republican organization is now going to fling insults at Trump, saying if he can't stand up to Megyn Kelly, how does he stand up to Vladimir Putin or Hillary Clinton? I mean, what does this do here?
You can't win for losing, you know, on a situation like that. I mean, the way I see it, it's childish.
On whose part?
On Trump's side. On Trump's side. It's childish to play that kind of a game. Oh, gee, you know, I'm going to take my ball and run with it. I don't want to play with you anymore. To me, I love some of the stuff he says and how he says it. It's time somebody took some courage to say what needs to be said. But at the same time, there's got to be some tact. There's got to be some diplomacy. And of course, you don't offend people along the way if you can do it without offending. Then you make your point better. And I think it's a childish situation in Trump's side.
And the thing that's fascinating is the majority of his supporters, one would have to think, were Fox News watchers. Fox News watchers love Megyn Kelly. They watch her show every day. It's the number two rated program on the network. And she is blowing it all off and saying, this is nothing personal. You know, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I actually watched Megyn Kelly's show last night, and she's handling it professionally. I think Donald Trump should have participated in the debate, but I've long ago given up on second-guessing anything that Donald Trump does, because it seems like every time I say, oh, this is the time where Donald Trump is just going to implode upon himself, he rises 5 more points in the polls, and he just keeps on marching on. So I'm sure that Donald Trump has a reason for what he's doing. I don't think it's just a childish temper tantrum. I think he has a plan, and I think he'll execute that plan. Unfortunately, I think for the fickle caucus voters in Iowa, it's probably handing the Iowa caucus to Ted Cruz at this point in time. But Donald Trump will most likely still win New Hampshire, and I think we'll probably just move on from there.
Dory?
Well, I think it's extremely childish. I mean, here's a man that supposedly runs many corporations and is able to fire and hire people, and he's afraid of a little blonde lady. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think he's necessarily afraid of her. I think it's just a matter that he wants to do his own thing. I think he wants to make his own statement, and he's going to do it. He's Donald Trump. He's self-funding his campaign.
There's actually a lot of donations.
You know, actually,
there are, but he hasn't necessarily been soliciting them.
Right.
There have been. Yes, he has a donation button on his page, and people are making donations to his campaign. But for the most part, he's self-funding, so he can pretty well do what he wants. I think whatever he decides to do on debate night is going to be widely covered, might even be covered more than the debate is if it's promoted the right way. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens over the next couple of days.
Jesse?
I don't know. I like Megyn Kelly. I always have. And I was like, not only because she's easy on the eyes, but she's a smart, sharp, professional lady. And when you take on something like that because of something that was said before and whatever. I still think that he could have handled it in a much better way and not come off like my first impression was childish.
Well, you know, it's been interesting. Over the last week, the New York Times has run several articles about the Republican base in D.C. That has been looking for a more moderate candidate to be able to run and beat Hillary Clinton. And they've been looking at all kinds of options. Does this not help at this point? No, because every single candidate, they would be crazy not to attack Trump. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to watch the debate on Fox just to see how much they all go after Trump.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And I think they'll take that opportunity. But I think that the smarter campaigns up on that main stage are going to take the opportunity to promote their vision of the country, take that opportunity to start really introducing themselves. This is a golden opportunity for even someone like a Rand Paul to make a move at this point in time and really articulate his position without Donald Trump taking the air out of the room. So a Rand Paul or even a John Kasich or a Chris Christie to start making their cases to the American people without having Donald Trump up there dominating the questions, dominating a bunch of the time. Seven people is easier to work with than eight, so there's only going to be seven on the main stage. It's what the other candidates do with their opportunity that I think are going to make the difference here.
I think, he's a gift to the Democratic Party as far as I'm concerned, and I think this latest incident's going to be played very well within the Democratic Party.
Watch the debate. We'll see you on the next broadcast. We'll be right back.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief. And someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, the head of the Nevada Manufacturing Association, Ray Bacon, will join us. We'll see you then.